start at verse number 1. The Bible said it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. It's amazing tonight of the desire of these that pressed upon him to hear God's word. That was the desire of these that came upon the Lord. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, which was the Sea of Galilee. The Bible said, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. There had to be multitudes of people here. There had to be a large number for the Lord to do this, for them people to be on the land and him sitting in the ship and teaching them the Word of God. And we find here that the Bible said in verse 4, "Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, and saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from whenceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I want to say tonight that this is a great miracle that our Lord did in front of his disciples after he had taught the word of God from the ship. And when you look at this tonight, we find some things tonight that we need to do as the people of God. And then too, as sinners tonight, there's hope for you in reading this scripture. We find, first of all, that when the Lord, my friend, entered into the ships, the fishermen there were washing their nets. As they were washing their nets, I believe the Lord saw that they didn't have nothing. They had fished all night. They caught nothing. They took nothing that night. And after the Lord got through preaching and teaching to the multitude, he looked to Simon and said, Launch into the deep, throw your nets out for a drought, for a catch. And they looked at him, and Peter did, and said, We've done this all night. We've used the nets all night. We're washing, no man. And we've caught nothing. We have done no good tonight. You saying, let down your nets. I believe tonight, thank God, if you'd let down your net, the Lord would do some things for you and me tonight if we'd just let down the net. Amen. But a lot of times we look at it and we say, well, we've done it and it hadn't brought no nothing in it. But the fact of it is, there's a difference when he says let it down than when you're just letting it down. And that's a key in the Christian life. He let it down at the authority of the Word of God. He let it down at the authority of what Christ said. He said, Master. Notice the address that Peter gave him. He recognized him as a master. And that word master there notes that he was a teacher. He had authority. And the Lord said, Let the net down. And Peter said, I will at thy word. And when he did, the record here, how there was a great multitude that the net break. But I want to preach tonight on this thought, letting your net down. Every man's got a personal net tonight that he needs to let down at the authority of the Word of God. If he does that, then there'll be some production. There'll be something, thank God, that'll get in your net. I want to say, first of all, that before they threw the net down, that it was an empty net. You'll have to admit that you hadn't caught nothing, that you don't have nothing. Thank God before you ever get anything. If you think you have something, then you don't. But when you confess that you don't have nothing, that's when you can find. You see, man's got to come empty before God. And he had an empty net. And he was washing it. And it was empty. And Jesus said, let down your nets. And that's what God wants you to do tonight, is let down your net. I can't let your net down. You can't let my net down. But thank God I can let my own net down. And you can let your own net down and find, thank God tonight, something in the net. There can be great things done. In fact, the Bible said the net break. I want to say it's bigger than your net tonight, what God can do. It filled the net. Thank God it break. God broke so many fish in the net that there was so many multitude of fishes that the net break. And listen, they fished all night and didn't have one thing. But what Jesus did in that just immediate work, he filled the nets in that immediate work. What they could do in no time. I want to say tonight that God can do some great things for his people here tonight if we'll let the net down. And we let the net down by the authority of the Word of God when God speaks. I want to say, first of all, thank God you need to let the net of your soul down. That means for salvation tonight. Amen. You got an empty net if you never have been saved. And you need to let your net down of your soul. Thank God, submit to the Word of God. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and by the Word of God men are saved by the hearing of faith which we preach unto you. And the Apostle Paul said, we preach and you believe. There's a day, thank God, you let the net of your soul down and God saves you. Thank God it was in the heart man believeth unto righteousness. For you had none, but thank God you believed in the person Jesus Christ for the righteousness of your soul. And through letting the net of your soul down before King Jesus, thank God he put something in your net that is eternal. It's eternal life. Thank God, let your net down. If you're lost tonight, let your net down. You hold it on to it, and you hold on to it to hell. And therefore, if you throw your net down, your heart, and before the Lord, and believe on what He said, you can be saved. If you do what God says, and come before Him as a sinner, and be born again. Amen. Let the net down of your soul tonight, friend. If you're lost, never have been saved, tonight's tonight. Thank God to let your net down and be saved. It takes the action of God, action of the sinner under the authority of the Word of God. Amen. The Bible said, Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word will I drop the net. And when he dropped the net, thank God he is doing it according to the Word of God. It was the net of his son. Of my friend faith. And we find tonight, thank God, that's another net. The net of your faith. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. Well, what else do we have tonight besides the Word of God? And if we act upon what God says in this book, there'll be something in the net. Amen. Brother, I'm saying that when he dropped the net, he filled the net. But he didn't fill it until he dropped it. I'll tell you this. The net had to go in the water. Jesus could have done it, but he could have had the fish to jump out of the water into the net. But that wasn't what he did. He said, put the net there, and he said, there'll be something in the net. There'll be a drought. There'll be a good catch of fish. But he had to put the net where Jesus said in
sinner tonight, you have to come to Him as He said. And saint tonight, you have to drop it where He said, and you have to believe Him by faith. He immediately filled the net because Peter dropped it where He said, drop it. And he filled the net, thank God, with fish. And he had to drop it by faith under the authority of the Word of God. Amen. And I'll say tonight, there's the net of your testimony tonight, and some of you need to drop. That just simply means that you ought to drop the net in testimony time in the house of God. Amen. You'll say, preacher, I really don't have a whole lot to say. Listen, if you've been saved, you've got a testimony of what happened in your net. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God them men could testify then that Jesus done something for them when He dropped the net. And I'm saying tonight, God's the lesson. They've got a testimony tonight of salvation if you've ever been saved. And thank God some of you just need to drop the net. Amen. You've say, I don't have something big to say. Thank God, drop the net. Just say, I don't have a great story. If you're saved, you do. Just go ahead and drop the net. Thank God tonight, friend. I tell you, see people around the house of God need to go ahead and drop the net. You know there's no telling what God might would do, even in sinners' hearts. If some of you that's not throwing the net of testimony out, thank God if you'd just go ahead and drop the net, what God would do, and what God not only would do for you, but what God would do for other people. Amen. I hear you say something about what Christ has done for you. I'm not looking for you to brag on yourself or make a big show, but thank God, I'll tell you, we can brag on what He did and what He put in our net. And some need to do it and just drop the net. They're holding tonight the net of testimony. And the man of God says, somebody say something. Or the Holy Ghost tells you to testify. And you come in the house of God. And you got your net. And you say, boy, this net, you look at it. And you say, I remember a day, thank God, that I dropped the net of my soul. And God put within me eternal life. Amen. I live by faith. And I got this net. And I know I need to brag on what He's done. But I just don't want people to think that I'm just want to talk, and you won't drop the net. I'll tell you, friend, if you drop the net and tell what God done for you, there'll be something that'll fall in somebody else's net. I'm saying tonight we need to get put a praise in Him. I'll say you need to drop the net of testimony. Thank God, tell what He's done. There's something to get in your net. If you'll just go ahead and throw it out. Amen. There's something that'll get in your net. Amen. But you won't drop it. You just keep looking at it, and you say, and you're saying, "I just had never caught nothing with it, and it's, I don't seem like it's ever helped." The fish keep throwing it out, but the Lord says, "Drop your net. There's something there if you just drop your net. If you'll just testify of the goodness of God and testify of what I've done. I'm not looking for some spectacular words. I just need some old rugged fisherman to say that one day I dropped the net, and He done something for me. Thank God, like old Brother Mike Corn said, he said, I remember when God got a hold of me, thank God He wound me up like a John Deere tractor. Hey, friend, I'm telling you that, God's not looking for a big theological word. He's looking for somebody. Thank God that I dropped the net of His testimony and brag on what the Master did. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Some of you need to drop the net. God told me to tell you that. That's where He gave me this message. I said, Lord, I sure... He said, tell them they need to drop the net. They want something in it. You going to keep holding it and looking at it? Never get nothing in it. Don't say this. They're not only the net of your testimony, but what about the net of your witness? There's time to drop the net, thank God. Go ahead and drop it. Put it in the water. Hey, Jesus told these men here, He said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Hey, you're going to be a witness. Drop the net. How you going to ever get a fish in it if you don't throw it? Boy, we can sit up there and try.
I sure would like to see old so-and-so get saved. Hey, preacher, let's pray for let's pray for this sinner out here. Hey, I want to pray for my loved one. I want to pray for my friend. I want to pray for them. But you know what? When we going to throw the net? How you going to catch anybody if you don't throw the net? Thank God you can pray all day. Can you imagine? The Lord said, Peter, go ahead and drop the net and get this crowd of fish. And Peter said, Lord, I'd like to spend an hour praying over it. Thank God it ain't time to pray now, Peter. It's time to throw the net. Thank God, throw the net, boy, I tell you. And there'll be something to happen. I'm saying tonight, if you'll throw the net, witness.
Praise God. How's anybody going to get saved? By you standing around with the toothpaste smile with the track in your pocket?
Throw the net. The gospel net.
Thank God they fished all night in John 21.
And the Lord came on the shore. And He said, children, you got any meat? They said, no. He said, throw it out on the right side.
Thank God they threw it out and got 153 fish in the net.
They had to throw the net. What the fishermen do? They throw the net.
You got to throw the net tonight if you want somebody to get in it.
Amen. What is the gospel net?
Thank God. Preaching Christ to them, testifying of Christ. That's throwing the net. Have you done any net throwing lately? Have you, thank God, throw the net
and threw it out there and said, thank God, I'm testifying and witnessing of the grace of God. And I'm going to throw the net. And I believe God to get some fish in the net. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, He said, drop the net. He said, I fished all night, I hadn't told a thing. That's my answer. Instead of obeying God.
Amen. We fished all night, hadn't caught nothing. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I'll drop the net. Right. What about the net of your witness? Well, listen to this. What about the nets of your forgiveness? Look, if you will, in the Scripture, in verse 8, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He saw such the presence and power of God that really what he was saying there, Lord, that I'm a sinful man and you're going to have to part from me. Do you know what the power of God did right there? It showed Peter what he was and who Jesus is. And you know what? He needed the forgiveness of God. Amen. That's right. Because, brother, I'm telling you tonight, is it not true that we have to drop the net of forgiveness every day and ask God to forgive us of some wayward thought or some wayward walk or some wayward way? Well, if we didn't have that, we'd be down. Our heart would continually condemn us because of fellowship that's hindered. Because we got to go to God and ask for forgiveness and get God's cleansing power. Thank God, not dwell on the past. Amen. You can always say, well, I went in the past and threw the net and it never done nothing. But if you don't get forgiveness and put her in the past, that's all you'll live in. Amen. That's right. You can take a net all day and say, well, dear God, I've thrown the net and thrown the net and thrown the net, and I can't get nowhere. Lord, you know what happened back there when I threw it? You know what happened back there? And God says, son, I forgave you for all that. I forgive you of everything. Thank God, you can come to me every time you sin. And there's an advocate that with the Father, and you can get forgiveness. But if you got to live in the past all the time and live in your ways all the time, and instead of living in me and the forgiveness of God and the confidence of the Holy Ghost, you'll not get nothing in your nets. Listen to me tonight. I don't believe in self-confidence, but I do believe in confidence. If you don't have confidence in what you do with your net because God says put it there, then you're not going to get nothing. What do you got to do? You're going to go on the plate all your life with a stinking bat in your head and stand there and not never swing? Oh, I can't do it. Get out of that mess. I'm telling you, that's crazy. You know, that's the devil lying to you and your own self. If you would have to be perfect to drop the net, Peter couldn't have dropped it. He was a sinful man. It wasn't Peter anyhow. It was the one that put something in the net, but it was Peter that was acting upon what Jesus told him. Right. Amen. Yeah. I'd rather be trying, wouldn't you? I'd rather be trying to drop the net. You're going to fail a lot of times. You're going to look at your net and say, hey, there's things like there's holes in it. Oh, I remember back here 3 years ago and I dropped the net and there was a mess over where I dropped it. And it seemed like there's been some things that come from that. And you get on your knees and say, God, I ask you to cleanse me and help me. And it wasn't my faith and I want to live by faith. And God says, I do, son, I love you, I cleanse you. Thank God for getting them things behind. And drop your net again, go for it again. If you want anything in it, you got to drop it. Then there was the nets of your separation. Notice what he said here. This is a good thing here in verse 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Their net of separation was him. You know, have you ever just thought about this? You think about fishermen. These men were really rough guys, I'd say rough men. They no doubt fished for a living, the Bible said. Their profession was fishermen. You ever thought of their lifestyle? The Bible said James and John were sons of thunder. They had a temper. They had that kind of spirit. I don't know about Peter and Andrew, but if you pick these men out today, they wasn't no followers of God, what the Bible teaches. They wasn't looking for God. They were just fishermen. Right. Do you ever find anywhere in the Bible that Jesus went to them after they, thank God, saw the great works of God? He said, come follow me. You ever find anywhere in the Bible that Jesus went to Peter and said, you can't talk like you've been talking on that boat? You can't be looking at things the way you've been looking at them. Right. I'm going to tell you what solves all that. Christ. Yeah. Jesus. When you throw your net, thank God, of separation to Him and say, He said, come and follow me. When you go to following Him, thank God, things change. You can't be a hypocrite in front of Him. Thank God He knows us. You ever thought about that? There was hypocrites around Him, but amongst Him? What did Peter say in John 21? He said, Lord, remember the Lord said, do you love me? Peter got down there and he said, Lord, you know all things. I can't pull nothing on you. My words, you know further than my words. You know my heart, whether I love you or not. Amen. This wasn't no Sunday religion them men got. They wasn't that. It wasn't something they tried to live. They just left the boats and the family and followed Christ. There's a net of separation tonight. What is it? It's Jesus. When you going to throw your net? When you going to throw your net of separation tonight? Separation isn't you quitting things. If that's true, then you're not separated, and I'm not separated, because there's probably some things that do us good to quit, wouldn't it? In fact, it's God that changes you within. It's God that purges you. It's God that separates you within, in your own heart, unto Christ. And when they left, thank God they left the boats and followed Him. The net of separation is simply separating yourself unto Christ. And His presence and power delivers you from things that held you in bondage in before. Them boats never were an issue no more to John 21. When Peter said, I'm going fishing, because he got a lack of faith in the resurrected Lord. But thank God Jesus didn't forget them. He knew where they were at. And thank God He brought some fish to their seashore. Amen. And was there waiting on them when morning came. And they came and died with Him. Amen. He didn't condemn them. He said, come and die. He knew the weakness of them. Then I'll say this tonight, and I'm through. When are you going to drop the net of your prayers? And the greatest privilege as a child of God is prayer. That's the greatest privilege you've got tonight is prayer. Listen to me. There's nothing greater than prayer. Nothing. There's no better access that you have in a Christian's life than the access into the throne room of grace to call on God. I studied the Word of God today. I'm honest with you. Going to be honest. I studied the Word of God. I've been trying to study the Word of God today. Over the last 3 days. Get this great testimony tonight. Acts 20. I've been studying on this verse. Paul said, and I take you to record this day that I'm pure from the blood of all men. Therefore, I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. I got to want to know about that verse because it convicted me to think about the great testimony of the Apostle Paul. He said, I'm pure from the blood of all men. What was he saying in them verses? This is what he's saying. He had a congregation of them from Ephesus, and he had elders there from Ephesus, who he had spent years with right there, testifying repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I preached everything that was profitable. I kept back nothing. I told you the whole counsel of God. And this is what he said, I'm pure from the blood of all of you. And he said, if you die without God, that's what he said, if you die and go to hell, if you die without God, I'm clear and clean. Because I've told you. That's what he's saying. And this is what I believe tonight. I believe any word God leads our hearts in testifying to sinners. Then we have responsibility to do it. Now here's the question I'm going to ask you tonight. And I know it's a little different prayer. Let me ask you this. If Paul said, I'm pure from the blood of all men, if he said that, he did, and he was clear from the blood of all them Ephesian congregation and them Ephesus elders and all them men, and the Holy Ghost forbid him to even go some places, he went exactly where God told him. I'm asking this. Is it possible if he hadn't have done what he said, would the blood have been on his hands? Is it possible for a man to be guilty of not dropping the net of witness and prayer for sinners? It would have to be possible because by what Paul said there, I'm clear, I'm clean. In other words, I'm clear from it. He could have been, my friend, not clear from it if he hadn't been obedient to God. Listen to me, I'm not just saying this. I'm your friend because I tell you the truth. I'm in the place of God. I'm to tell you the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. And love your soul. And love, thank God, the spiritual you because I'm saved and you're saved. That's true tonight. I should drop the net of truth and prayer. And I'm telling you, there's not a sinner here tonight. Thank God that the blood's on my hands. But what about if I go in a room of sinners and the Holy Ghost says, drop the net. I don't do it. And I can't say I'm clear and clean. I might go in a room of sinners and the Holy Ghost don't tell me to do it. God don't hold me guilty of what He don't tell me to do. But what God tells me to do, I'm guilty if I don't obediently do it. And I believe that deals with rewards in heaven. But a man can be clean. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. I believe before you ever drop the net of witness, you'll have to drop the net of prayer. And I'm telling you this, we're trying to do it in the flesh. We're doing like these men. We're throwing the net out, throwing the net out, throwing the net. But when it comes down to Jesus saying, drop the net, drop the net, drop the net, and get a drought, get a good catch. And Peter said, Lord, I've tried this net all night. It hadn't done me no good. But at your word, I'll drop it. Son, Jesus proved to himself, he had to call partners to help him get the fish in the boat. You know what that showed me too? We need one another. We need one another. Thank God I need you to help me and you need me to help you. And it's likewise within the congregation. He said, we need some help. There's some partners, thank God, there. Hey, man, there's some partners. And get this, there were so many fish, the boat began to sink. Let down your net. I've got a meeting tonight. Let down your net of prayer. Let it down. You'll find something in it.
I'll get back to this state of the Word of God today.
I believe praying in preparation of the heart is as needful as studying. I really believe that. And I believe your prayers endue me and increase my power with God when I stand. Because it prepares your heart if you pray. And God answers your prayers by enduing and helping me preach. And I still believe prayer changes things. But if you hold the net and say, well, I believe all that, but if you don't drop it and obey it, then you'll find nothing in your net. Some of you need to drop the net tonight. You're washing it and you're saying, well, it's been a long time since I had anything in it. Well, if you drop it at His Word, you'll find something in it. If you lost tonight, if you drop the net of your soul, come to Christ, you'll find something. Net of testimony. Oh, yes. Throw it. Drop it. You'll find it to be blessed. Amen. That's right. It is a drop of faith in believing what God says. May the Lord bless this message and use it tonight in our hearts. And may the Holy Ghost seal it in your soul that you'll drop your net tonight and find something from God. He'll give you more than that's bigger than your net. He's bigger than that net. He owns it all, praise God. He can put more in your net than what you can even conceive. What do you think He thought when He dropped it? When Peter dropped the net, He said, nevertheless, at that word, I'll drop it. When he was dropping the net, no doubt Peter held in his